When the U.S. Supreme Court granted same-sex couples in Tennessee the right to marry, many expected long lines at county courthouses. There were some newlyweds on the first day, but 2 months later, only a few hundred gay and lesbian Tennesseans have tied the knot. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports on a few explanations for the measured pace. He begins, where else?
The guests turn to watch as two grooms stroll down the aisles. A pair of young African-American men in matching slate gray suits. Standing hand in hand, they exchange their vows.
I pronounce you husbands in life and in marriage. You may seal this promise with a kiss.
Gregory Kaysen and his soon-to-be husband got engaged on New Year's Eve. But this is just a mock ceremony staged in a downtown Nashville hotel for an audience of wedding vendors. The idea is to show them how to celebrate a same-sex marriage. The real ceremony isn't until next year. Kaysen didn't have to wait so long, but why not?
To rush to the courthouse and get married and say, yes, we're married is one good thing, and that's the way some people want to do it, but other people like myself really want this kind of ceremony type thing to share with our family and with our friends.
Since late June, only about 800 gay and lesbian couples in Tennessee have wed. Compare that to Massachusetts, a similarly sized state. And the week after it became the first in the nation to recognize gay marriage, nearly 2,500 couples wed, three times as many in just 7 days. The discrepancy can be explained in part by there being fewer gay couples in Tennessee, and in part by Tennessee being among the last states to allow same-sex marriage. Many couples have already married elsewhere. But it's also true that, for those like Kaysen who are only now thinking about marriage, the dynamics have changed.
A lot of people really want to take their time now and go through and plan the traditional type of wedding that they've always dreamed of, and it takes time.
According to supporters of same-sex marriage, the picture is more or less the same across the Southeast, slow and steady. Accountant Joyce Peacock works with a lot of committee partners. For them, marriage might be more complicated than it seems.
It's a whole rethinking of some of the ways that they've been operating.
Because they couldn't marry, many same-sex couples worked out legal agreements that spell out who makes medical decisions if they're sick or how their savings would be divided up after death. Getting married would actually undo those contracts.
It's just a whole new realm for people who've been living together in a relationship for 10 years and suddenly have the option, and they want to know how does that affect things, because it does.
There's another reason couples aren't racing for the courthouse. They no longer feel they have to, because same-sex marriage appears to be here to stay. Event planner Amos Gott, who is gay, says a formal wedding can be a powerful statement. A venue, a minister, a walk down the aisle, and a reception to follow.
We go to traditional weddings to see a couple unite. You know, you're there and you see it happen, and therefore in your heart or in your mind, you know they're married, you support that marriage. If we don't get straight individuals used to seeing gay couples marry, it's still feels like just going to a party.
God also says going slow could be good for the relationship.
It's one thing to want to get married, and then when you get there, you're like, oh, wait, are we there? Do we have all those questions answered that a lot of couples go through counseling with ministers and otherwise to get to?
It's a set of questions that God has even given some thought to himself.
You know, always the planner, never the groom in my case. So I'm not there yet.
Gay or straight, says God, marriage is a big step, not one to rush into. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.